And good afternoon, Central Texas. This is Tom McNew here on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. I appreciate everybody tuning in today. Got a special guest here that's going to regale us with thoughts of a great calling and words of her great mission. So, and I am with Miss Alpa Branham, who is the development director.
Correct.
Okay, yep. Yeah. I wanted to make sure I got the title correct here at St. Mary's Catholic School in Temple. We appreciate you coming and joining us here and your time on your schedule.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, so introduce yourself to the 2.2 million people that are listening.
Oh, not fantastic. Really. 2.2 million.
I wish. Right.
Hey, you never know.
Right.
Goals. My name is Alpa Branham. I'm originally from the Midwest, so don't hate me. Married a Texan, moved to Texas, been here for about 24 years or so.
Okay.
Primarily in Austin, but just moved to Rockdale, Texas. That's where my husband's family is mm-hmm. from. So, you know, it's something we always knew we'd eventually do. And that kind of, that was the first step to bring me here since uh-huh. Temple isn't too far from there. And
yeah.
Temple is kind of like still has that small town feel, but, you know, a little bigger, but nothing like Austin, which was a plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to all our friends over there in St. Joseph's in Rockdale.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. Yep. And also St. Monica's in Cameron because I'm kind of near both. So,
okay.
You know, it's a great communities. All the communities here in Central Texas are great. That's the thing. They're, you know, they're special in their own way, but we're also very connected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the beautiful thing of the Catholic faith, where it doesn't matter where you're at. We have this unified mass, but we still have this special community within that, you know, that draws us there. And you know, that's St. Mary's. It's very special. I've been a part of different Catholic communities. And this one, it sounds very, you know, every community is special.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, they are. But I feel like this one was calling me, like you said, you know, and so as a development director, you know, people are like, well, what is that?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Tell us what your kind of your roles and
right.
responsibilities are here. Yeah.
So, you know, it's different in every school, but here at St. Mary's, you know, it's to grow the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's to, you know, help get more kiddos in the seat, help increase funding so we can have the programs, the assistance that we need to educate our kids on a daily mm-hmm. basis. You know, it's to grow the school also physically, you know, if... Right now, we're at about 200 students, but we have mm-hmm. the capacity of 260. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, getting those classes full and then maybe getting more classes per grade,
mm-hmm.
you know, that if the need is there, we'd like to meet that need.
Right.
So, you know, it's looking at the short-term things that you need to stay successful day to day, but then also a long-term
okay.
Goals in, you know, the... School is Father Will and the board. They've been working on a 5-year strategic plan. So those things that they have looked into doing, it's, you know, I'm there to help get from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's broad, but it's also specific. So,
yeah. And how involved are you in the development of the strategic plan?
So since I just started, they had already wrapped up the strategic
okay.
plan when I got on. But I would definitely, you know, whatever items I can help with.
So you're really at this point kind of more into the implementation pieces of that strategic
exactly.
plan.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So broad brushstrokes of that plan, what does it kind of entail for the specific to this campus?
The great thing about St. Mary's is, you know, we have a very diverse community. And our parents sacrifice to send their kids here. We have a lot of community members that support the students here, the faculty, the staff, the parents. But that only does so much. So we have to look outside. We have to look bigger. And, you know, that could be applying for grants. And one of the things that, you know, Father Will would like to do is to apply for grants that are specific to facilities. And, you know, those are out there. And then obviously, you know, you have your tuition assistance grants and, you know, and other community partners that help support
mm-hmm.
the things that we need to do to be able to not only serve our students, but continue to serve our students. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. the parish has been here for 140 years, the school 128 years. You know, that's great history, and we want to keep moving that forward while also serving our students mm-hmm. and our community members.
And so do you have a connection or a role with the folks that work some of the trust fund fundraising aspects of that?
So, yes. So the St. Mary's Trust Fund, it is a separate organization,
right,
and
right.
they're great support to the school. And they have an upcoming event. It's called Casino Night. It's November 8th, and it's going to be at Christ the King in Belton this year. So we're really looking forward to that.
In their big new parish
yes.
hall. Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah, they put on this event for us. We mm-hmm. do a fund-a-need at that event. This year it'll be for technology needs for our teachers and students.
Very good.
So, yeah, it's, again, there's always those day-to-day things that you'll need, but mm-hmm. then there's those bigger projects. Right. So that's one of those things that we can do to help address a current need that we need right now, because mm-hmm. as much as we may want to fight it, technology's here, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, we need to make sure our kids are equipped enough mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. be able to do their studies and be safe enough. You know,
right.
we need safe
right.
technology.
I noticed the Smart Family sign as I came in here, and we're developing that relationship with the team involved in Smart Families, and have done a series as part of our school spirit program. And that is an amazing, amazing program. I applaud all of our Catholic schools
yes.
for quickly recognizing the need and the crisis. And
yeah.
I'm using that word on purpose. It is a crisis that occurs within our kids right now, especially our teenagers.
Yes.
And recognizing that, and be willing to forge forward bravely is a tremendous, tremendous acknowledgement to the school.
People don't know what Smart Families is. Look it up, because
Amen.
it gives you hope, because a lot of times it doesn't matter what the issue is. We're like, oh my gosh, you know, like how can this be? But this is actually doing something about it. This is taking action. And it is beautiful to see, you know, because we can say, here are these issues, these poor kids, but we can't just say these poor kids and then pray and hope that,
right.
you know, praying is great, but these kids need more, right?
Right.
So for these...
there's some actionable things
yes,
that we can
we need some actionable things
doing,
because
yeah.
it is so, like you said, it is a crisis. It is so dire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we need to fix it, stop it, so it doesn't get worse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it could get worse, because
yeah.
it's just the social media aspect for these kids. It's mm-hmm. it's frightening.
Mm-hmm. It is. It absolutely
and
is.
And so is. Smart Families is really, you know, working with the parents. And a lot of the parents want this.
I think,
you know,
absolutely. I think that's the key.
Yes. I think they want it, but they're scared,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I'm not saying they're scared of their kids, but they're just scared of...
The world, the flesh, the devil.
Exactly. Parents are busy. They've got so many things. They're
exactly.
working. They're, you know, providing for their kids. And it's, we need to help them.
Amen.
And I think we've also lost that a little bit. You know, we have to remember parents need support and help.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we can't just be like, well, that's the parents. That's on the, but they need that comfort. They need that support. That they can't be on an island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they need to know that we hear you. We know this is hard. How can we help you? And Smart Families is one of those things. I hope every school gets on board of some kind of iteration of that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not Smart Families, something that does help these kids focus during the school and not be on their phone and not be susceptible to all the negatives
yeah.
of having a smartphone.
I think, you know, we talk about all the time how it is the parents' responsibility to be the primary educators of their children.
Correct.
But the great thing, I think, about the Catholic schools is that they make a concerted effort, and this is one of the things that I love about all of them, but, you know, St. Mary's especially, is that there is a concerted effort to make sure that the parents are involved and connected to the school.
Yes.
And it is a true joint effort
yes.
At raising the 200 children.
Yeah.
And educating them in a truly Catholic environment. And that's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's great to see, and and again, it's to benefit the students. You know, it's not to take anything away from them. It's just to kind of pause on the effects of social media and having a smartphone, and then trying to get on a different path. Yeah. You know, how to use it for good and not bad.
So let's talk a little bit about what brought Miss Alpa Branham to St. Mary's Catholic School. You mentioned you're a Midwestern girl. Can you give me a little? That's a big, big area.
It is.
That's all right. Be a little more specific.
St. Louis, Missouri.
All right. That's okay.
Go
that's
Cards.
Okay. I'm married to a Cubs fan now. So.
Oh, no. Well, I was born in Chicago, so I can kind of get a little bit of it. But
yeah, I think that's another aspect of this part of the world.
Yeah.
Because every one of us has some sort of a connection directly or indirectly to, you know, our military community. And there's so many of us that weren't born here,
right?
You know, but got here as quickly as we could.
And so I was at a previous Catholic school about 4 years ago. Took a little break to had to take care of my mother. She was sick, and so took a little time off, and then was thinking, I still have more to give. I know that, you know, sounds kind of trite maybe, but I was just, you know, I have all this knowledge, this experience, and, you know, I wanted to do more. So I was started looking and just wasn't really finding the right fit. But I think, you know, things happen for a reason. And this came up and I was like, I think I can do this. And fortunately, I knew the principal from my previous position, so that helped.
Yeah.
and it really did help because, you know, I got to see his perspective of why he was here and the joy he had talking about this community. And I was like, gosh, it sounds so amazing. It's like, I am blessed to be here. From the minute I stepped on campus, everybody was welcoming, kind, generous. Is a beautiful place to be.
It is. It is truly a unique campus. Again, all of our Catholic schools are unique in some way or another. You mentioned that you were at another school. Were you doing kind of the same development kind of thing? So the transition from, even though there had been a gap, like you mentioned, the transition from another school into here was really pretty simple.
It was pretty simple. It's two different types of schools, but that's what I wanted. I didn't want to do the same thing, obviously. I was looking forward to, again, using my experience to serve this community. The faculty and staff here are amazing. Also, the parish staff, the collective team, they work so well together. It's really beautiful to see.
Yeah. So you've been on campus, you said, about a year now, is that?
Here, no, 2 months.
Oh, you just started this year.
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's talk.
I am a newbie.
Yeah, perfect. Let's talk your initial impressions. I mean, when you first walked on the campus.
First of all, it's a gorgeous campus. Yeah, and thank you to Mrs. Everett. She runs a Master Naturalist program here at school with the kids, and she has her and her volunteers come out, and they do an amazing job beautifying this campus. It's gorgeous. It really, what they've done really fits the history of this area, and it's gorgeous. So you have that, right? And then you walk in, and obviously I was coming in over the summer where everybody's bustling, working, getting the actual school ready for the kids, you know, painting, fixing the floors, and you know, we started a new chapel with Father Will and the seminarians, and you know, it's a beautiful new space we can offer our students and our families, you know, for prayer and reflection.
Yeah, I was really I got an opportunity to walk with Mr. Warfield through the chapel, and still some work to do. The dedication ceremony is
Friday, September 26th.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have a 5:30 mass with a light reception afterwards. But yeah, we're really excited to unveil this to the community.
I think it's an interesting use of the seminarians' manpower.
Yes.
I'm sure that not many of them had a background in construction.
You know, you wouldn't know it, though, because they, those sweet baby seminarians, they, whatever we threw at them, they tackled with such joy and enthusiasm. So they really, they didn't just help us with the chapel. They helped us with all of the things to get this school ready for the kids.
How many of them were here?
I want to say about four or five.
Four or five of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could, the ones that I saw, there may have been more before I got on campus, but... In fact, one of them was a former student at the previous school that I was at. So I was like, oh my gosh, how are your parents? This is great. I knew you would be a seminarian. Like, I knew this would be your path. So it's
that's always
to
fun.
See.
That's got to be, that's got to be you know, a great feeling to see some of the kids that you had a role in their education.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, and that's.
Can you describe that?
I mean, pure joy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a lot of these kids you've known since they were little and you know their families. And as a, you know, development director, you know the families a little bit more than the kids. I mean, you get to know them both, but you're basically building relationships. And so you're building them with the volunteers, the donors, you know, family members, grandparents, you know, all the community members. And so you really get to know their families.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's kind of great to see these kids and see what they're doing in life and just kind of think, oh, your parents must be so happy, or, you know, just your parents must be so proud. And it's just it's a great thing to see. And yeah. And that's another thing we'd really like to expand is our alumni base. You know, we've been around for so long, and it's like we want to keep in touch with our alumni and, you know, hear about what they're doing, the great things they're doing, and highlight that. So yeah, it's I'm gonna work on that alumni outreach to get, you know, their stories out there.
Yeah, you know, that's something that I think we would like to help in that regard.
Yeah.
You know, because I think the alumni have such a powerful story. Regardless of where they've gone, what, you know, whether they're digging ditches or they're running for Congress, you know, they have a powerful, powerful story coming out of this campus and coming out of the school system to talk about and how they, that transition, their growth. I would love to get them on the air.
I think that's a great idea because. Yeah. Yes, their journey is their journey, but like to your point, we were kind of there for it, right? And so to kind of hear about their journey post us, it's great to see, not only for us to hear of the great things that they're doing, regardless of what it is, like you said, but for the kids that are here to hear, you know,
there you go.
What someone, like that person was me 10 years ago or 20 years ago. You know, and it gives them that little, okay, like, I can do this, you know, if I want to do this or if I want to do this. You know, I have this foundation I can use to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think if we work together, you know, finding those alumni and highlighting them in our community, I think that would be a great thing.
All right. So for all of you that are listening right now, if you are an alumni of any of our Catholic schools, give me a call, send me an email. Tom@armoragodradio.com. You know, I want to help you share your story to the community, to the students, that are currently in our different schools, and just like Alpa said here, let's help our students grow. I think it's important for them to realize that there are a ton of options available to them. You know, they don't always have to go down some preordained path that maybe the world thinks that they need to be involved in. It's a cliche. Kids can do whatever they want to do.
Right.
And some of that is true. Some of that's not, you know, but I think
realistic.
Hearing the story of former students, you know, it just pays a tremendous amount of dividends for them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and to your point, you know, when you were talking about not being from this area, people in Texas love their schools. They love their UT and A&M, which is great. But letting these kids, to your point, know there are other things, you know, if you can go outside of Texas and, you know, experience something new and different, and you're able to do that, go for it. You can do it. You know, we'll work with you on getting there. Because, you know, one of, you know, the Catholic high schools, one of the counselors, I remember her saying, you know, if you're, you know, a great oboe player and this university in, you know, X state needs an oboe player, they're going to try to get you. Yeah. They'll figure out a way to get you there. So don't think it's impossible, you know. So it's like, you know, if you have something you're passionate about, let's work and figure it out, you know, what's best, what's the best path for you, you know. Yeah. And if it's feasible, let's do it.
Another great aspect of being in this smaller school environment, you know, where you have an opportunity to have, truly have that kind of a conversation, you know, with whatever grade, whatever kid is in, you do you have that chance. That, so,
and we have fantastic teachers here. Like, you know, they could go anywhere and make more and, you know, but they are here because they are committed and they love these kids. I mean, they truly want to see every kid reach their full potential. I mean, that's beautiful.
Amen. We got a few minutes here and I want to give you a chance to talk about, you know, any upcoming events that you want to let people know about, broadcast to the world, as it were.
Definitely our casino night on November 8th. That'll be great fun. And we have our Christmas program coming up on December 18th. And then the parish school spring festival will be April 19th. So those are, you know, our big ones.
Do you know what's the Christmas program going to look like? Do you have any ideas?
Not right now. They're still hammering out the details. Probably be the same place as last year.
Okay.
Just because it works. It works for us. I think we're trying to coordinate with the high school as well, Holy Trinity.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So stay tuned for details on that. More details to come.
Which leads me then to, how do people stay connected to the school? Or for those that maybe are in the Temple Belton metropolitan area, that want to find out more about the school, how do they do that?
Definitely, you can follow us on Facebook. You can visit our website, stmarystemple.org. You can sign up for our newsletter. We send out newsletter to St. Mary's supporters, friends. The parish also has their newsletter that they send out weekly.
And the information for sign up for the newsletter is right there on
your
website.
We'll be on our website, yes.
And it's St. Mary's. Is it S-T or spelled out?
S-T. S-T. M-A-R-Y-S-Temple.org.
Yeah. We got a couple minutes, Alpa. For the parents that are maybe hearing about St. Mary's for the first time, what's your elevator pitch to them?
For parents thinking about sending their kids to St. Mary's or other Catholic schools, don't get stuck on the cost of tuition. I know that's, you know, the biggest thing for parents is, can they afford it? Check out the schools. See if it's a right fit. Do your research. Because most of the schools, they do have tuition assistance programs. And with the Education Savings Act going into effect next year, that will help alleviate some of the pressure. Now, it is new, so, you know, there's going to be some wrinkles involved with that. But I say give it a chance. Let us get through this first year, knowing that that second year we will be able to stack the federal school choice on top of it. Hopefully, with the Texas Education Savings Act, it'll be so phenomenally successful that we can increase the program. Each year, as we keep implementing it, we can serve more kids. So I would just not let the tuition be what stops you from looking into Catholic education for your kids. Because all the Catholic schools in this area, I mean, all the Catholic schools in general, they are committed to serving your kids. And they will do whatever they can to be able to help you do that.
We have we've been blessed with a couple of conversations with Miss Misty Poe and Miss Kelly Laster down at the diocese that are really keeping an eye focused on the implementation and what the comptroller's office is going to do to implement this these educational savings accounts that you mentioned. They are going to be a great boon for a lot of children throughout the state of Texas from a lot of different backgrounds. To give them really that opportunity and to help parents really take the ownership of that role to be their primary educator. So,
yeah. And the diocese is doing a great job getting this information to all of their schools, because we all want this to succeed. You know, it's a great thing. It's I know there's some negative connotations to it, but it really, the bill is set so that it doesn't hurt any kid.
That's
it
right.
just helps the kids that need it.
Amen.
So, you know, it's hard to maybe see the big picture of that, but there have been hundreds of people that have worked on this bill to make sure that it is there for good.
Yeah.
It is only there to help.
Amen.
You know, and right now it's going to serve, you know, 70,000 students in the state of Texas. Well, there are 7 million students in the state of Texas. So, you know, it's not going to take away from any kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help those kids that need it, and in the hopes that we can continue to serve more kids.
Amen.
As the years go on. So hopefully that 70,000 can grow so we can serve more kids.
There you go.
But yeah, I think it's a good first step.
Yeah. Well, Ms. Alpa, thank you very much for joining us here on Armor God Catholic Radio. We appreciate your time. This website for the school one more time.
STMARYS-temple.org.
All right, great. Folks, go check out St. Mary's in Temple. If you grandparents and parents are looking for a place to send your kids, I recommend all the Catholic schools.
Yes.
And we recommend St. Mary's in Temple as well. So God bless. Thanks, everybody. And remember to put on the armor of God.